the advent of better and more advanced equipment and the outside broadcasting, although primitive, was covering more and more of the major events, especially the major sporting events, the cup finals and that. And when you look back now, shall we say, to the Blackpool and was it the Blackpool and Bolton Cup final where Stanley Matthews made the final pass for Mortensen to score the third goal? It looks as though it was photographed in the dark ages. Whether the speeds of the camera were conducive to what had happened to technology, I don't know, but it seems on occasions to be a little jerkier and certainly speeded up. Interestingly enough, on the social history side, to look at the amount of people watching and their clothing and their fashion styles is amazing. You'd see a bank of men at a football match. I'm not saying whether it was in the north or the south, but say 10 to 15,000 men, and the vast majority of them had got cloth caps on, and they were more or less well behaved. The occasional incident erupted, one or two crowd things. I remember vividly seeing the fire in I think it was Bradford Park Avenue, where so many people were trapped in a burning stand and lost their lives. I can remember seeing the World Cup, Germany and England, on television, by which time, of course, not only had we developed the number of channels that we were being able to watch, but by, I think it was about 1974, colour television. Well, we only had black and white television, so we had to wait until the cost of colour television became more or less reasonable. And it's been quite interesting watching how the various independent companies have used technology as a great marketing tool and device by influencing, in the main, a lot of children because of the devious means in which they project images on the screen. And I believe one of their ploys, which was pointed out many years ago, was to be panning on a picture, and occasionally it would move across and fix on an object. It may have been, a jar of Nescaf or a jar of Tate & Lyle's golden syrup. But again, every so often, this coffee pot or syrup tin would be flashed on the screen for a couple of seconds, and it deeply embedded in the memory that, coffee, yes, I'll have to try that maybe. So they were very very clever in promoting their advertising,